sorry, but I have to still, I am still in charge of the session. May I?
You want to add some questions?
Sure.
Yes, please.
All right.
Please. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is confusing construction, but now I will cover the issue of Article 8 and 9, reply to paragraphs 10 and 11 of the list of issues. Judging from paragraph 53 and the following, Mongolian law attempts to punish more serious violation with heavier penalties and with a longer statute of limitation. This is indeed required by the convention. I have four questions, however. Firstly, the present Mongolian system does not cover the scope, does not cover the whole scope of the crime of enforced disappearance as a crime against humanity, as discussed by my colleague. If this is the case, it is difficult to comply fully with Article 8. Could you provide some comments on it? Secondly, in paragraph 56 of the reply to list of issues, a criminal offense commission knowingly to minors or pregnant women or against two or more persons has punishment of 2 to 8 years, but this would appear to be too short and at least too vague. Likewise, 5 years statute of limitations seems too short. I would be grateful if you could comment on this. The third question is with regard to paragraph 58 on the commencement of the statute of limitations. In spite of the state party's reply and the opening speech, in terms of the text of the Mongolian law, it is still unclear whether the criminal code is in accordance with Article 8, paragraph 1, item B of the convention. In the reply, I can find the expression from the date of draw as accused from the date of the first, the last criminal offense committed. But what is important is the exact time point when the enforced disappearance is finished, because the crime of enforced disappearances is a continuous crime entailing the duration of time. Could I confirm this point? For three, the statute of limitations is mentioned as being 10 years in paragraph 62 of the reply, while in paragraph 55, the statute of limitations is 5 years, and in paragraph 56, it is 5 years. The application of related articles seems complicated. Could you explain how these articles are applied in each case? I would like to finish my part by asking a question related to Article 9 and 11 of the Convention. As for paragraph 64, there is a statement in the case where Mongolian national commits a criminal offense. However, the last part of the last sentence seems confusing. It reads, quote, "No criminal liability was imposed for the criminal offense," unquote. Could you clarify this point? As for the second part of the paragraph 11 of the list of issues regarding jurisdiction to prosecute someone who has committed the crime of enforced disappearances abroad, there is only the mention of a specific type in the half, in the second half of the paragraph 65, which does not cover all the scope of Article 9, paragraph 2 of the Convention. Also, the principle of auto dedede auto judicare in Article 11, paragraph 1 of the Convention relates to this issue. Could you provide further information on this issue? In addition to this, paragraph 48 of the State Party report mentions that, quote, "the inquiry, investigation, prosecution, and court proceedings shall be conducted in the territory where offenses have been occurred unless offender is extradited to a requesting state in accordance to international agreements to which Mongolia is a party," unquote. This would imply that the state party may not have the competence to prosecute a person who has committed a crime abroad but who is present in Mongolia. This is contrary contrary to Article 9, Paragraph 2, and also Article 11, Paragraph 1 of the Convention. I would be grateful if you could comment on this. Lastly, as for Paragraph 68, I understand that criminal procedure law does not entitle the military authorities whether the right to investigate and or prosecute persons accused of enforced disappearance. However, could you explain whether there is any possibility that other legislation, such as military law, can give military authorities this kind of power, especially in times of war or emergencies? There are many issues raised, but I hope that the State Party will be able to respond as much as possible. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.